Philip Chambers, sworn in for the defendant, 83rd, to testify. I am 15 years old. I started working for them December 12, 1912, as office boy at the pencil factory. I left there March 29, 1913. I stayed in the outer office. On Saturdays, I stayed until 4:30 and sometimes until 5 o'clock. I never left before 4:30 on Saturdays. I would go to dinner about 1:30 and get back at 2. Sometimes on Saturdays, I would be sent to Montag's for 15 minutes to get the mail. I would sometimes go out to the Bell Street plant to get the payroll there. I would get back at 12 o'clock. Mr. Frank never did have any women in there. I never saw any drinking there. I have never seen Dalton come in there. I have seen Jim Conley sweeping there Saturday afternoon. Snowball would be in there once in a while. I have never known the front door to be locked on Saturday afternoon. After a certain time, all the sweepers, including Conley and Snowball, had to leave the factory at noon. Mr. Darley gave them orders they could not sweep in the afternoon. After that, I never saw any of them around there Saturday afternoon. I have never seen anybody watching the door on any Saturday that I was there, or any other day. I have seen Mr. Frank's wife come to his office once. Mr. Schiff would be helping him on some of the Saturdays that I would be there. I have never seen Mr. Frank familiar with any of the women in the factory. I have never seen him talk to Mary Fagan at all. Cross-examination. Mr. Frank and I were good friends, just like a boss ought to be to me. I don't know anything about Mr. Frank's telling Conley to come around and not let Mr. Darley see him.